There were certainly some passes and some bumping and grinding last night at the GOP debate in Milwaukee. 4,000 people showed up, spectators taking this thing in. What about it? Kind enough to join us this morning with his look at it is Dr. Mitchell McKinney. He is dean. He is a professor at the University of Akron, recognized by academic colleagues in the national media as one of the nation's top scholars of presidential debates. He's also served to the U.S. Commission on Presidential Debates. So, boy, I'm looking forward to getting Mitchell's observation from last night. Mitchell, thanks for joining us on the show. How about your take last night in Milwaukee?
Good morning, Ray. Well, actually, I was from the get-go somewhat surprised. A lot of predictions that this would be all about Donald Trump, even though he was not on the stage. But it was clear that Martin McCollum, Brett Baer, they started the debate, rather substantive issue discussion. We went in almost an hour or so in. So the candidates last night, they were able to distinguish themselves on various issues. We then finally did get to some discussion of the former president, but it was certainly not a prominent feature of the debate. And there were a few moments for a few candidates in terms of breakout moments. So all in all, we came away from a discussion on a range of issues, and it was not all about Donald Trump.
Yeah, and that's an interesting subject matter when you talk about the former president, Donald Trump. A lot of people thought that all the candidates, or at least some of them, might come out swinging full force against Trump, but that didn't happen for the most part, except for Chris Christie. My question to you is that smart? Is that missing an opportunity by some of these candidates to establish themselves, or is them not wanting to turn off the voting base there? How did you look at that?
Well, and I think, too, again, it seemed to be a strategy from the very beginning with that debate and with Fox that, well, if the former president is not going to be here with us, we're going to move forward. We're going to focus on these candidates, as you said. Even the line of questioning that came about an hour into the debate, asking the candidates to comment on the former president, you could tell that audience there last night, they were not happy with that. The moderators had to hush them a couple of times. They said, let's just get through this a few minutes. Chris Christie, as we all expected, when he took the former president on very, very pointedly, directly, that's where the audience was in several moments didn't want to hear from him on that front. So I think the other than Asa Hutchinson too, who distinguished himself a bit in terms of his unwillingness to say that he would support Donald Trump as he became the nominee. The rest of the candidates, I would say, treaded very lightly in terms of wanting to take on the former president, wanting to engage in any kind of attack. So in that regard, Ray, I think although Trump avoided the debate stage last night, he also avoided a lot of meaningful attacks in any way. He may, in some ways, I think, we might say came out as the winner last night, really not taking on a lot of attacks and any damage to him. And so nothing was done on that stage last night that I think would upset his role as the front runner in this race.
With us is Dr. Mitchell McKinney, professor, University of Akron, and again, expertise when you talk about presidential debates. Mitchell, let's talk about those who participated last night. Mike Pence certainly was aggressive on his side, especially towards Governor DeSantis. Chris Christie, pretty aggressive when you talked, as you mentioned moments ago, about the former president. And I thought Nikki Haley really established herself last night. Talk about some of the players in the debate and what you took in.
Right. Well, I'll start with your observation. I do think that the former ambassador, Nikki Haley, former governor of South Carolina, she perhaps, I think, turned in one of the strongest debate performances in terms of her responses to the questions, in terms of her issue development. If you notice, too, there were moments where she distinguished herself from Donald Trump. Some might say, you know, some subtle attacks of his record. But Nikki Haley's discussion of Trump and the Trump administration was always at the level of various issues. And then also at key moments in that debate, particularly in her responses to Vivek Ramaswamy on foreign policy. And here Nikki Haley was drawing on her international experience at the UN. And I thought that was one of the most, strong moments for Nikki Haley in terms of our treatment of China, of Russia. I thought her performance. Now, you mentioned Mike Pence. Certainly a strong performance from Mike Pence. But much of it was, though, defending himself and his actions as vice president, and particularly on January 6th in terms of his certifying the vote as vice president. And so, as some others on the debate stage responded to Mike Pence, really framed that as, well, we shouldn't be looking back, we should be looking forward. So in that regard, Mike Pence, although, yes, strong in terms of defending himself, it was a looking back to actions that had taken place in the past. I mentioned Vivek Ramaswamy, where one of the purposes of primary debates like this early in a cycle is to introduce candidates who may not be that well known. And I think that fits him, and certainly his style of debate got some attention last night. In some ways, as I took in that two-hour debate, his style of debate was very much like Donald Trump in terms of wanting to be sometimes interrupting, brash, bombastic, calling out everyone else on the stage. And in many ways, a very entertaining debate style. And again, that's why I make the reference to Donald Trump. We saw Donald Trump do that in his primary debate, and that garnered him a lot of attention, a lot of media attention, a lot of talk time, by the commentators. And so that seemed to be Vivek Ramaswamy's approach last night. We'll see whether or not that holds up over the cycle of these series of debates. You know, one person I haven't mentioned, we haven't talked about, wondering, would he establish himself as the alternative to Donald Trump, is Governor DeSantis. Governor DeSantis did not do anything last night that hurt him, yet at the same time, his debate performance really was not in any way a breakout, standout, maybe we're going to take a second look, and maybe he is seen as an alternative to the front runner. So that's somewhat of a rundown of some of the high moments, I think, in terms of the debate performances.
Yeah, I thought Governor DeSantis played it pretty safe last night, to be honest with you. Mitchell, let me wrap up our conversation this way, and I look forward to more conversations. As you mentioned, these debates continue. How influential are these debates with the would-be voters? Do they sway people? Do people look at these debates and already knowing who they're going to vote for? How important are debates in the world of presidential races and races in general?
Well, certainly we've seen a number of these primary debate cycles rather influential, particularly in a field of candidates where there is not an incumbent or front runner, in other words, somewhat of an open primary. And I go back to the last time we had on the Republican side in 2016. Again, that was the series of debates where there were a lot of questions about Donald Trump and who is this newcomer. And he was able to successfully maneuver about 12 debates in that series, taking on some rather formidable opponents, one by one, whether that was Jeb Bush, whether that was Marco Rubio, whether that was Ted Cruz. Again, almost night after night, Trump used those debates to establish himself and then emerge as the nominee. It is interesting this time around. I think what we're seeing on the Republican side in this field of large field of candidates is that we really do have something of an incumbent, certainly a front runner on the Republican side that is serving the role of an incumbent. And so there's likely to be little, changing of minds. I don't, from what we saw last night, will we have someone to really step forward and prove themselves as someone who can knock off the front runner and become, emerge? I don't think that that's happening. What we might be seeing, Ray, and I've seen some of the commentators after this debate, who might be a potential running mate if Donald Trump does get the nomination. And so, we're looking at some of these candidates that may turn in some strong performances and may be seen in that regard. I don't know that this time around that these series of debates will fundamentally alter the dynamics of the Republican primary race.
Gotcha. Mitchell, thank you so much for the insight. Glad we connected. Great look at the debate from last night, and we'll continue to connect. And as we go down these roads, and as you mentioned, many more of these debates, both on both sides of the party, looking forward to it. Thanks, Mitchell. Appreciate the time and the insight.
Thank you, Ray.